Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peace. Raise your hand if you're against peace. Okay, that's kind of what I thought. I would suppose that everyone here, in fact, everyone in the world, is in favor of peace. Especially peace within his own life. But what is that? Peace. One dictionary gives these definitions. Number one, freedom from war, a cessation of or absence of hostilities between nations. Number two, a state of harmony between people or groups, freedom from dissension. Number three, freedom from civil commotion, public order and security. Number four, freedom from anxiety, annoyance, or other mental disturbance. In other words, peace of mind. Number five, a peace or a state of tranquility or serenity. And number six, silence or stillness. Now, if I were going to sum up these definitions, I would say that peace is a state or a condition in which all is well. That would mean no conflict, no disturbance, no worries, no fighting, no pain, no sorrow. Nothing that a person might describe as bad or undesirable. On this basis, it would seem that peace can never be achieved on this earth. And if it is achieved, it is only temporary. Sooner or later, something is going to happen that it will interfere with that peace. It may be in the area of personal relationships, or finances, or employment, or health, or national and international strife. From almost any direction, problems can come into our lives that bring an end to one's peace. Have you ever experienced a time of what almost seems to me perfect peace? When everything in your life was just the way you wanted it to be. A time when you might say that your life was complete, lacking in nothing. It was just right. And then you could relax. All the tension is gone. Every muscle is at ease. Every thought joyful. Every sense satisfied. As if you're resting in the cool, soft grass with a gentle breeze drifting over you. The lovely sounds of songbirds and the delicate scent of flowers. And nothing to interfere with that. Have you ever experienced such a thing? Probably not so much. Or maybe there was a time, albeit brief. But then, as the saying goes, all good things must come to an end. Well, not all things. And today I want to share with you the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and which will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. But how can I share with you something that surpasses understanding? Even we Christians have trouble wrapping our brains around the magnitude of our peace, the height, the depth, the breadth. We can only rest in wonder over what God has done in His surpassing love for us. Adam and Eve knew what peace was like until they lost it. What had been intended for them and for everybody after them, they lost. In a moment of unimaginable stupidity, they threw it all away. Now God's voice, fear run, hide. Shame, blame. Such was the inner turmoil, something that they had never known before. And their only thoughts were to run and hide out of fear, and then to shift the blame to somebody else and even to God himself. But this brought them no peace. For them, there was only shame and pain and death. Eternal separation from the one and only source of everything good. Throughout the centuries that followed, their descendants continued to fight with this inner turmoil, desperately trying to find a way to make all things well. But their understanding did not bring them closer to peace, it drove them further away from it. Because they were seeking peace by their own efforts. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Sacrifices, good works, pilgrimages, self-punishment, money. What does God want anyway? The desperate attempt to find peace. But this is the peace of God that surpasses understanding. No one can figure out how to attain it. It's beyond the grasp of man, but not the grasp of God. His own Son was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not what I have done, not what I can do. All that I have done is sin. All that I can do is sin. He did it. He did it all. He made it complete. Jesus Christ pacified God by paying for our sins. Jesus Christ made us completely acceptable to God by clothing us with his own righteousness. And now it's complete. No conflict with God remains. There is no longer anger from God toward us. There is no thought of divine retribution. It's been taken care of. Nothing to fear from the Almighty. Nothing to fear from the righteous God. He is propitiated, satisfied. Justice has been met. It is finished. All is complete. Our peace with God has been achieved. All is well. So now, rest in the cool, soft pastures of his love, with the gentle breeze of the Holy Spirit drifting over you, the lovely melody of the gospel in your ears, the delicate fragrance of God's grace filling your heart and mind. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We conclude with hymn 47, verses 1 and 4.
Thank you.
an announcement.
The corn maze is on tonight.